Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guests today are the two executive co-chairs of the Jefferson RAGBRAI committee here with us, with RAGBRAI now just a few days away, as a matter of fact. We're here joined by Matt and Tony Wietrich. So thank you very much, you two, for being on.
Thank you.
Morning.
Well, you two have been in the kind of the gunner's seat, as it were, since the beginning of the year when RAGBRAI first announced that Jefferson was going to be an overnight stay on Monday, July 23rd. And I'm sure people, if they haven't already marked it on their calendar since when it was first announced, they should have it marked on their calendar by now. And we're just a few days away. So why don't one of you two kind of first of all explain to us the needs that you have at this moment as far as the armies of volunteers that you still need to line up.
Yeah, Sherry Graven is our volunteer chair, and she's doing a fantastic job. We're so excited for her. But she is really trying to round up our volunteers. The largest area of need for volunteers is the beverage garden. I believe the largest need still is after 8 p.m., so 8 p.m. till 12, 9 p.m. to 1. Our beverage garden will close at 12. Well, the sales will stop at 12. The music will end at 11:30. So we also need some help in information booths, on transportation shuttles, and those people would be riding the bus with the riders, you know, kind of sitting in the front seat, taking their donations, giving them maps, just kind of helping create that atmosphere of fun and hospitality. Like I said, the beverage garden is probably the biggest need right now.
Now, Matt, I understand that the alcohol sales, wristbanding people are going to be taking place here in the downtown square. Can you kind of elaborate a little bit more as far as what the overall plan is for the square on that day?
So it's kind of Grand Central Station. We have our vendors, our entertainment, and the drinks are all going to be downtown. Some of the RAGBRAI vendors as well, which some of the bike shops and all that good stuff. So basically all of the entertainment and a lot of the eating will go on down there, aside from, of course, some of the churches and everything around town, which are offering a lot of great meals as well. But that's kind of the gist of downtown.
I assume the streets around the downtown square are going to be all blocked off.
Yeah, so the entire square will be closed off on Monday. A little bit of Lincoln Way will be open for bike traffic on the south side of it. But some of the side streets will also be closed off for some of the different vending things related with RAGBRAI. The street over by the rec center will be closed off. It'll be largely just downtown and within a block or two of the square, mostly the south into the west.
People will still be able to access the downtown area businesses as well as the courthouse on that day, though, for normal business hours.
Correct. And I would say if you have business that has to take place on Monday at the courthouse or around the square, to seek out a kind of a north and east street to park on or somewhere close by in that direction. It'll be open. The courthouse will be open. And it's not going to be completely restricted to get to downtown. It'll be open for everybody to do what they need to do. But if you can wait till Tuesday to do what you need to do, we will recommend that. I mean, it's going to start getting quite busy fairly early in the day. It is the longest route of the entire week. So riders will be getting here just a little bit later. But most of the day, it's going to be pretty busy downtown, we expect.
Now, Tony, in the fairness of trying to create a family-friendly atmosphere of the downtown square, even though you're going to be having alcohol sales, the reason why I understand that you have wristbands is to designate people who are eligible to purchase alcohol, but the whole downtown square is going to be open for everybody. You're not just going to restrict one little area where the alcohol people that can buy alcohol are going to be restricted to.
Correct. Yeah, the entire square is a designated alcohol area. That's what our alcohol license permits. And we did that concept because we've talked to a lot of other towns that have done it, and they've had a lot of success with it. All of the RAGBRAI towns are doing that kind of setup without having a fenced-in beer garden. It's just a safer, more relaxed, comfortable atmosphere. So the actual square will not be completely locked down. It's a free event. People can come and go as they like. So we want it to be an open, welcoming atmosphere. There will be no alcohol beyond this point. Signs put up all around the square so people know that they need to keep their alcohol in that square area. But other than that, it's just an open, relaxed atmosphere. And like you said, with the wristbands, that is our way of making sure that we know that underage people aren't drinking. And anybody that's caught with a drink, you know, without a wristband can be, you know, asked, and they need to take their drink away, and you need to go get your wristband so that we can make sure that everybody's safe. So
And then also we kind of want to point out, Matt, the fact that with 20 to 30,000 people being here in town, cellular service might be a little questionable on the day of Ragbri is here.
Right. I think anybody who's been to, say, a large sporting event or music event has experienced that the towers get overloaded. But Jefferson Telecom is bringing in an additional tower, so that should help alleviate some of the issue. But in general, I would say, folks, to not expect great data usage on your phones that day. Texts should go through. Brief phone calls should be able to work. You might get cut off a few minutes into your phone call. But just expect that your landline is your number one most reliable source here in town locally. But it'll be a little bit sketchy with that many folks, and almost everybody will have a smartphone now. So the extra tower should go a long ways towards helping smooth that out. But it will certainly not be your normal day of service.
Jefferson Telecom did bring in, you know, cellular boosting, so that will definitely help us, you know, prepare for that. They are also setting up Wi-Fi spots around town so that people can tap into free Wi-Fi. So, you know, any bit helps with that.
And Matt, finally, if people want to check out more information, obviously this program can only do so much. Where can they go to find out a wealth of more stuff that they would like to know?
Two places would be great. Our website is jeffersonragbri.com and has a lot of information, including the map of where everything's going to be. And then our Facebook page, which if you just search Jefferson Ragbri, that will bring it up for you. And there's lots of neat posts on there, lots of videos. I've got a tremendous amount of information. So definitely sending people to both of those areas is what we have been doing on the regular here.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Jefferson Ragbri executive co-chairs, Matt and Tony Wietrich. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.